Italy says it would like some help with migrants crossing the Mediterranean. For many people fleeing Libya, Italy is the closest destination. The surge of migrants has raised tensions, and Italy is now calling for a big change in European Union policy to allow more migrants to seek asylum in other countries besides Italy. Here's NPR's Silvia Poggioli.
The vast majority of refugees reaching Italy wants to join relatives or find jobs in Northern Europe. But as the migrant tide grows, neighboring Austria and France have suspended free cross-border movement for migrants. Over the last week, hundreds of migrants, mostly Eritreans recently rescued at sea, were stuck at train stations in Milan and Rome. The first station to be evacuated by police was Rome's Tiburtina. The refugees didn't go far. Many can be seen along nearby sidewalks and sleeping on pieces of cardboard against the wall of Rome's Verano Cemetery. Hundreds of men, women and children crowd the courtyard of Baobab, an immigrant-run shelter. Karamo Touré, a volunteer from Gambia, says the number far exceeds Baobab's capacity for 200 people.
Right now, maybe it's roughly 500 to 600 people. Because the police chase them there, they all are sleeping here.
While children play on the asphalt, the adults are wary and don't want photos taken. They know the so-called Dublin Agreement stipulates that asylum seekers have to stay in the country of arrival. So they try to slip through the cracks to avoid being identified and fingerprinted by Italian authorities. This Eritrean man is willing to speak only about his perilous year-long journey that started with 5 months in Ethiopia.
I came to Sudan. After that, I came from Sudan to Libya, from Libya to Italy. It was very dangerous in Libya.
As news spreads of the overcrowding at Baobab, many Romans, individuals and charity workers, arrive with food packages and toys for the children. Gioacchino De Chirico brought supplies after he heard that in the last few days only the women and children had received food.
So we brought pasta, canned tomatoes, and milk and biscuits for the children.
The migrant crisis has led to a showdown between the national government and regions run by the anti-immigrant Northern League that don't want to take in any more refugees. Christopher Hine is director of the Italian Council for Refugees.
There is a legal obligation to provide for reception of asylum seekers, and no regional government can oppose to participate in order to find the places for reception and accommodation of these persons.
But Northern League leader Matteo Salvini has no qualms fanning fears of migrants spreading diseases.
I'd like to take a train without risking catching a contagious disease when I run into migrants.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi responded with scorn.
Today in Italy, as elsewhere in the world, there are people who bark at the moon and feed off fears. They think the only solution is to lock themselves up at home behind a wall.
While Rome and Milan authorities scramble to find shelters to accommodate the growing backlog of refugees, Renzi is calling his EU partners to acknowledge the root of the crisis. After toppling Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, he says, the international community bears responsibility for the chaos in Libya that allows human trafficking to flourish. He also warned his EU partners of unspecified retaliation if they don't make good on pledges to take in more asylum seekers. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.